got 5 chicks in New York, that means one in each borough. I'm in the pocket like bro. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro. Took her to Taco Bell, bought her a churro. Took her home, gave her a cinnamon swirl. I left it in, now I got her 1 euro. Zeros on zeros on zeros. That's what my bank account balance say. I got a check from a shoe company, not do anything in New Balance say. I bought her a plane to get out of state. I got me a shorty from around the way. Said I'm in town today. She said she coming over and she down to stay. I got a hit, she been playing that shit. So when she pull up on me, I know what she about to say. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Callin' my bitch, tell her bring me that noggin. Brain real good, she a scholar. I like a thing with low mileage. Good brain with no college. Call me the baby, no toddler. I'm real creative and stylish. That fin in my denim. I send that hit, make a spinner. And I just flew back from L.A. on the J. Yesterday, I go back and forth like I play tennis. I fuck with your hoe, yeah, I feel for it. Still on the billboard, the number one song in UK. And now they got the fuck with my fuck what you say. She eat it like a Batman, nigga. Whoop a nigga like I'm Batman, nigga. I just put up in the Batmobile. The reason I ain't fucking with these rap-ass niggas, cause they cap-ass niggas and they rap ain't real. Believe me, you wanna keep your life and take it easy. I'm rocking water diamonds, need to squeeze you. These niggas water down, they drinking Fiji. My whip is orange and brown like I'm in Cleveland. My bitch is mellow yellow like a soda. These niggas title sellers, I'm a soldier.
Hey, somebody tell them niggas that it's over.
You know it, baby, nigga.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. Hey. I
got that bitch like I'm out here with somebody's daughter. She calling me daddy, I'm somebody's father. I gotta go kiss it, I will not go kiss it. I put my lips on it like somebody watered it. I'm in the glacier, the card in the wallet. She put up to fuck me, but nobody caught it. She told me that she wasn't feeling my music. I fought it, she told me it's nobody harder. And I'm with the G-Ski, I need that shit for the free-ski. We are not buying no pussy, you selling no B-Street. It's so much work on my celly, I had to go tell all my bitches. Email it to reach me, all in my DM. I'll follow your BM, she play with the crow-ski. We used to fuck on the low-ski, we used to lie on my I'm just a broski, nigga, you knows me. You believe it, you wanted a toast. I had candy as long as a ruler in case she was cooling and wanna approach me. Dropped the figure, came back in the clinic. She wanna fuck again, I wanna fuck again. So she hope for longer, get 5-star bitches. They on the run again, running in diamonds. They illuminating the way that I come again. I just put so many pennies on the watch and I don't never got a second nigga look for
it. What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options, I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshing. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of the toxins. Sports in the top 10.
What's brackin'? Brand new whip, new magic. Brand new pitch, new dancing. Same old dick, new magnum. Same old shit, new maggots. Same old throne, new dragons. Same old strong, new ashes. I can pass that bit like magic. Yeah, I ain't capping, I'm lit, I'm active. Yeah, look, flopping that bit like passion. Yeah, I'm drowning this meal like Applejack. I tell a bitch, they ain't protect on that. Look, slapping that bitch, that slap and slap. My bumpers roll, that black on black. Got 99 problems, the bitch ain't one yet. Numbers don't lie, it's aftermath. Yeah, what's poppin'? Poppin'. Brand new phone, just dropped it. Fuck it, I got options. Buzz on a cup, Apple Watch. I put the ball in the end zone, put a bad bitch in a friend zone. Ooh, ooh, I'ma bust all in the skin tone. I be messed up as syndrome. Ooh, ooh, dark hair bitch like she go. I like I'm blind like me though. Although I'm dying called Leo. I was still fly like Neo. Keep all around my pre-roll. New Orleans nigga, I'm Creole. She say bitch doesn't hurt when I deep throw. I just better not be your T-ho.
What's poppin'? Brand new whip, just hopped in. I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton. Just joshin'. I'm spending this holiday locked in. My body got rid of them toxins. Sports in the top 10.
Yo, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to this new episode of A Millennial's Third Eye. This is the Spiritual Readings Radio. Super, super cool title. Shout out to Jasmine, my friend there who came up with the title. Let's do a little recap here. What I love doing is playing music, taking callers for readings. And I want to explain a little bit why I do what I do, share with you what I do, and then I'm going to set some ground rules here. Number one, share this with people because this is dope. I love it. And the more people we have on here, the better. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell people, strangers, tell them, look at them in the eye and say, you need to check out this dude, A Millennial's Third Eye. He does readings and also plays music. He's dope. And then walk away. The reason why I love what I do is because I really enjoy music. I think we can share things with people that haven't heard a song before. And it also, I don't want it to always be about like readings. You know, it's just about having fun. Lifting the vibe is really important. Having you kind of forget why you like or what's going on in your life and be like, yo, this song is dope, and then get a reading. The other thing, too, is if you have called in last week and I have taken a call for your reading, like we already took your call, I really recommend letting other people go. So that way you also, it's not really good to get a reading every week. So it's kind of, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of annoying if I like take your call every week. It's not healthy for you because then you're not going to take your trust in yourself and really kind of implement that. You got to let that marinate, let it settle, let other people take some rein on opportunity. The more people, the better. And what else is going on? I thought about this earlier today. I was like, I'm super excited for Thursday. I love these because I get to share a little bit about myself, my day, my life. Play some music, take your call for a reading. And I'm not, if this is something like you're super impatient with, I recommend like don't vibe with me if you're an impatient person. Like I play music, I take callers, I'm in no rush. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to connect with you and also help you. I also want to add this too. I'm going to say this in the best way possible. Please don't take this personally. Don't take it the wrong way. The words I want to use is if you are a type of person who's kind of like bored with life and you're just kind of hoping something's going to change and preferably like there's nothing, you're just kind of bored and there's a preference in this. Like, look, my demographic for people is, you know, younger, probably 18 to, I want to say like 50s. And I hate to say this, but I'm very like blunt. If you're like 65, 70 or 80, I'm not your reader. I'm not your psychic intuitive. I'm going to tell you why. I love everyone, but my demographic is a certain demographic and I'm really more so, I want to say the word catering. Looking to help those individuals who are trying to strive more in their life, also willing to understand why things are the way they are, and especially in readings or life coaching. When it comes to this, I'm a very mindful person. I'm a mindful coach, much like intuitive. I love talking about mindfulness, and the reason behind that is when I started to discover my spirituality was one thing, but mindfulness is another thing, and it brought me a lot of excitement, honestly, when I finally clicked with my first mindful approach to myself, and I really didn't understand that at first, and it really made a lot of sense. And this is a big, important thing to me, because if you're willing to do the work, if you're willing to understand, I'm not, if you're that type of person who's bored, and, you know, you're in your older age, I'm not your reader, it's like, you do it if it's, I am a different demographic, and I say that with love. I say that with kindness. You know, a lot of people are hoping something random just changes their life, and I work with my spiritual guides. I have a lot of background in my religious practice and spiritual practice, and there's different approaches to things, and my guides do not bring forward messages to appease you. They're going to bring forward messages that are going to be important for you that are going to be around these topics, but of your life. However, you know, I'm not the type of reader that you go to, like, does so-and-so love me? I can get into that. I'd rather not, because what really tells me is that you're not really loving yourself. You're wanting someone to love you. And that's another demographic. So without further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to just do me a favor. Share this with someone. Tell one of your friends to check this out while I'm live. I'm beyond here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. Share this with someone because I'm doing this out of my heart. I love doing what I do. I play some music. We're going to take calls here in a little bit. And the reason why I'm asking you to do that is because I don't think a lot of people tell you how this works on Blog Talk Radio, but I do pay for a membership, and it's not about the money at all. I just want more people to know about what I'm doing here so that they can enjoy this too. And if you know someone that might enjoy my personality, and if you like what I do, then you must like what I do. So, I mean, you're here. We vibe. And you might know someone that also vibes with that stuff too. And hook me up. Help me out. I'm not asking for any money from you. I'm just saying, hey, share this with someone. that might be like, yo, I need some guidance, and or want to kind of forget about what's going on in the world right now. Not that there's like horrible stuff, but we all kind of go through something, and it's good to unplug, and I'm here to help you unplug. Let's have fun. I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to take another call. We're going to take a caller. Another caller. We haven't taken a caller. Right. I'm going to take a caller right after this next song, and we're going to build a vibe up here. I have no idea. I spend the whole day like, what songs am I going to play today? What am I going to do? I'm just going to pick a random song. I do a whole bunch of vibes. I go from like 90s to like rap and EDM. So if you are ADD or ADHD, you're totally going to understand my vibe here. So without further ado, let's jump into this. It's Your Thing by the Isley Alley Brothers. Been so fast. All right, we're gonna take our first caller. We're gonna take area code 203. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Pat. I'm calling from Connecticut. First time caller.
Pat from Connecticut. I don't know why, but every time someone calls me on here, I feel like it's not their first time, but it might be your first time. So I appreciate you calling in for the first time.
It is. I actually was listening to your previous show while I was waiting for 15 minutes, and I really like your show, so I'm glad I called and got in. Honest, first-time caller.
No, I believe you. I appreciate you listening to the last one. That means, like, you were investigating. You're like, I want to see if this is worth my time. Was it the last show I did, or was it previous ones?
Yes, the last show, and it was good.
I
enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. They're the last one I think was like over, I've done so many, they're over like 2 hours, some of them. So I wonder if if that's like, I'm an overthinker. We're going to get to your reading in a minute. Hang out with me for a second. But I'm an overthinker, so sometimes I'm wondering if people are going to listen to the whole 2 hours, if it's really something I should overthink. But I'm glad. That's really, like, that's a good news thing. I like that. Before anything, I do got to say that there is something with finances that are going to change for you. I felt that. Usually, sometimes I'll ask the caller if they want to ask a question, but before I wanted to offer that to you, I did want to tell you, because that way, sometimes I'd rather not take questions, because it's that way, you know, I'm not going anywhere with it. I know people are people, but your situation is going to change. Cause my spirit guides are talking to me about this. Give me a second here. You have been, they're telling me that you have been so worried about how, and I don't know the full story yet of what's going on. They're just telling me you've been concerned about how this is going to move forward for you, because you know that there is, I'm getting, there's something ending and you're not sure completely what's going to happen next. And there's this leap of faith happening where, isn't it funny? We all know that we have to trust the process, but we're really not really great at trusting the process.
Yes, that's right.
You have a couple family members on the other side too, in spirit, that are really close to you, helping you progress. There's something about you being alone through this. I don't know your relationship status or if you're with someone.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Very much.
They're also telling me that you talk to a lot of your, I don't know how you do, everyone's different, but they're saying that you talk to them in spirit, or that you pray or talk to them.
Oh, that confirmation's wonderful, because, you know, so often when I call some of these programs, they say, talk to your angel, talk to your guys. I'm thinking, oh my God, I talk every day. Why
let me
are
tell
they
you
telling
something.
Me to talk? So thank
because
you.
Because I love this conversation. We're going to, you know that we're going to talk for a little bit, right?
Oh, good.
The reason, and I say this with love, because for the past, I want to say, I started doing a lot of public reading, social media around 2018. And a lot of people want to take their spiritual journey. Some people have a journey where it's like, you know, for like me, it was tough. I went through an awakening, right? But there is times where these individuals, they just want to feel important. And I don't like to be mean. Not everyone is a reader. Not everyone's an intuitive.
Yeah.
And they'll pull an oracle card with a description on it.
Yeah.
And I love everyone. We all start somewhere. And that's why. So did you have a brother that passed away or no?
Really interesting. No, but I have been told quite some time ago, but it really resonated, that I was one of what's called a vanishing twin syndrome. Meaning I had a twin, it died, and then actually I have felt or have had felt very guilty that I couldn't save this brother. But, you know, it resonated with me because most of my life, I felt like I've been talking to someone sort of up in the corner over there and thinking, what's wrong with you? Why do you do this? And I wonder if that was him.
You talk to someone and you say, what's wrong? Why do you do this?
No. I'd say that to myself. Why are you doing this? I talk as if I'm having a conversation to somebody about my life. This happened, that happened, this happened.
When you're, that conversation you're having is kind of a multiple facet. You're actually talking to a couple different family members. The reason why I said brother was I heard brother in my head very loud. And it's very, I mean, I know it's very easy for me to say like, oh yeah, that's what it is. I don't. Right. I want to say yes, but if that makes sense, if you don't have a brother, and it could be that. However, let's get to the messages here. You have quite a decent amount of family, and that's why I'm. What we call in my practice, we call Egun. Egun is the dead, right? And the dead is really your whole ancestral lineage.
Yeah.
So when I go to my ancestors or Egun, it's not, I can talk to my grandfather, but it's all of them. And that's what you're kind of doing. You're talking to all of them. And I don't want you to question that anymore because they are listening. And I'm just taking a minute to listen to, they're really talking to me about next is they don't want you, and I don't think that you're this way, but they don't want you to stay comfortable with being alone. I think what they're referencing is that maybe you've accepted you're okay with it. I don't know what happened in your past, but they are saying that there's quite a few changes coming in your life. And right now I know that you might not know where you're going to be grasping on next, but you're going to have, from what I understand, some type of work coming in. You are going to be around new people, and they're really talking about opening up with people because you're a beautiful soul. You're the type of person that I'm getting in the sense of this explanation is that when you go to work or something, you are the work person, right? And then you'll leave and you're a whole different version. They're saying it's okay to open up to people. So do that. Let's see what else is coming up. They're saying something about your health is not to worry about. I don't know if you also went through something.
Yes, I have been. Thank you.
They said that you went through a health issue or you went through a health scare. That's okay. And now they are saying that they want you to periodically through, I don't know, a time frame, get your blood work done. Like once a year, get your blood work done. They're saying because they rather you get the test, the blood work, and then it comes back positive, good, not positive, it comes back in a good results because they want you to have that peace of mind because they're saying that you're a little bit worried and concerned about this happening again. You've been looking for something though. I'm not quite sure if you know what you're looking for. There's something that you've been looking for fulfillment with. You've been in search of, I want to say a truth or a deeper meaning. You've been through some spiritual experiences yourself. And what I'm really hearing is your purpose, passion, fulfillment is all connected to, you kind of ask yourself sometimes, what am I doing here? What I'm hearing is that it's time. I don't know what experiences you've had, because you are intuitive. And what I mean by that is you might not know completely. Maybe you have. You need to start opening up more to your intuition and your spiritual ability or gifts, because you're meant to help people in a certain way too. And I know it's very cliche, whether that be with healing, crystals, protection, because what they're showing me is you have this part of you that you keep private. And then whether that's, your spirituality or not, what they're saying is I do see you kind of, if you haven't already, connecting with a spiritual community in your area or a group or classes or something like that, because you're meant to learn more and also to teach or share.
Right.
I don't know if this is just an example, but they're showing me Reiki. I don't know if you do Reiki or have done Reiki or healing, because you have healing hands. Native American is a spirit. You have a spirit guide that, or a connection to Native American healing.
Thank you.
I know I talk a lot, so I want to take a minute.
No, I love this. I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
Oh, good.
I want to tell you, your messages can seem light, but mm-hmm. everything you're saying is going to very deep reasoning.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's one that I'm enjoying all of this.
It means a lot to me. Thank you. Because what they're also showing me is that when you choose, because I do that too. When I decide to meditate, I do. You have the opportunity or potential. You've had this already before. You can have what I want to say is a vision, but you are intuitive in the emotional space, which brings in the clarity. And this is, you are stepping into a new phase of life in the next couple of months where you're going to start feeling and seeing more. Oh, hold on. Okay, they're talking to me about what we were kind of talking about before with the whole, when you're talking to people, you don't know who you're talking to. They're saying that you are actually talking with your ancestor, your family, but you're also connecting with your spirit guides. And it's really good that you say that because you're venting, you're letting it out. But you're also aware that you're connected to God, Source, Creator, Universe. You're very intelligent when it comes to spirituality. And I don't like, you know, I'm at a point now where all these words are kind of, they don't fit anymore. You're very smart and you're very wise. And it's almost, and I want to say this in the best way, you're going to understand. It's a shame if you don't share this with people, because your perspective,
yeah.
even though I have mine, we have different perspectives, but we get along. And you have been wanting to help people for so long, they're telling me.
Yeah.
Your past cards are the Lovers and the Knight of Swords in reverse. And this is talking about the lack of action on your passions here. The lack of action on what you truly love and want to move forward with. And that was in your past. Your present cards are the Nine of Wands in reverse, which talks about not fully believing in yourself to make the right decision. And you also mm-hmm. have the Ten of Cups in reverse, which is a combination of the message. And what that's saying is not fully believing yourself or trusting yourself to make the right decision, but also for others or with others. And it's around fulfillment and connection with yourself. I really understand this more. What I'm getting as is, I know. I want you to not overwhelm yourself so much with the right decisions, and it's almost as if you want this to really fulfill you, and then it overwhelms you with what is that, and then you don't know which direction to go in, and it's coming forward soon. In your future, uh-huh. you do have the, what is this, 1, 5, 6. Seven of Wands, which is frustration of decisions, and the Justice card in reverse. I want you to, I would like you to, I gotta change those words. I would like you to just practice with less thinking, and I'm gonna explain why, and try not, because you have the answer, right? We all have the answer. You have the answer, and I'm a mindful coach, and I'm gonna give you a mindful tip. The more time we spend thinking and feeling, and one of my favorite quotes is actually from Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins says, in your head, you're dead. And what that means is the more time we spend in our head thinking about something, we're actually causing more of a problem. And what I would
like
to do is, you like that too, right? Practice making the choice and doing it, because yeah. It's almost as if you know what to do or what you want to do, but deep down inside you're overthinking or feeling it as if, what if I'm wasting money or it's my time, or this is really about believing in yourself. And I got to say one more thing, and I'm gonna move on if it's okay with you. I don't know when. I do see you having your own business, and I'm not sure if it's a physical or online, but I would like you to, on the side, dabble in what you are passionate about. And I want you to remember something. This is what my guides want me to tell you. Sometimes we're so passionate about something, like this right I'm doing right now. I love this. This is so much fun. But we think, how can this bring success? And mm-hmm. we wind up doubting, you know, I have someone who's a painter, a friend that's a painter, and she's an artist. And there's all these wonderful people I know, and they're doing really well. But there's even myself at times where how can I profit from this, or how would I be successful at that? And it's almost like, nah, it's just fun. And at some point it does. It's just more or less we have to start realizing that we are valuable in what we're passionate about, and that we are capable of success. Because you have a lot of life. There's much more. I'm not allowed to see when your time is up. If there's a health issue, that's a different story. But you have a lot more to go.
Oh, good.
So I don't want you to worry about that. I do want you to know that you're not supposed to cut your hair. You got to be careful with like how short and who cuts it, and it's meant to be long. They're saying that try not to even dye it. Like there's supposed to be some color to that and the age and the wisdom. And you have a lot of great things coming for you. There is an excessive amount of family that walks with you. And I'm feeling more or less the reason is because you're one of the few living. And they're saying that you separated yourself from a lot of people, especially family. And that's okay.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have any questions
have
before I move on?
Oh, my goodness. I could talk to you forever. And literally everything you have said goes to such deep meanings in my life specifically. I'm just this already, and I'm going to go back and listen
and listen.
And I'm going to share you with people and ask
you
right now. I mean, you know, I keep hearing what we love is going to make us a success. I'd love to share you with another woman on Blog Talk Radio who's actually moving to Instagram, who has guests on. She is just lovely, so enthused, and would love someone like you as a guest. If you have any interest, I could contact you. But, oh, good. And, I love to network people, and I certainly will tell other people about you. There's a friend I've made through these shows. We occasionally talk and try and support each other, and I see her searching and would love to get her to get some decent advice. Good Lord. I heard her today and on a show that I was just on, and it just fell. Again, as you say, I say it with love, and I wanted to contact this woman and say, you know, the reading was just like cheerleading. Keep searching for real readers, because she seriously wants to get some answers and is striving and also terrified and stuck. Anyway.
Oh, please. Don't tell me too much. I don't want to know too much, but,
I can read.
No,
you
please do that. I would love that. That means the world to me.
How do I reach you? There's a, okay, is that your, nope. Look at that. I just clicked on your amillennialsthirdeye.com, and it says can't find that page. So that doesn't work.
Oh, man, I got to fix that. All right, so here's the deal. I see your number on my end.
Facebook.
If it,
I found you.
Is it, Facebook. You found me on Facebook? Okay, because I can see your phone number on my screen here, and I also have that, if that's cool with you. I can also text you or call. I can text you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I'd love to connect you with this woman that has a show, and absolutely. And also, this is we're in spirituality. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. There's another category on Blog Talk Radio which is called self-help, and it's along the same line. Do you know that? category?
I think I dabbled with changing the subject a couple of times. I might have did that, but that makes sense because sometimes because we want to reach people that aren't always in spirituality. I did text you, so let me know if you got it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I just heard something. But you know what? Even though it says self-help, it's more – every show there is psychic this or psychic that and psychic healing and blah, 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 energy healing. So it's very, it's a good one also, as well as the spirituality category. And News for the Soul, Nicole, is a wonderful woman that has fascinating guests. She's another one. I could try and contact her, but it's called News for the Soul on self-help. Mm.
I love that. I'm here to help people and just, yeah. And it doesn't always have to be readings, you know, mindfulness and learning how to love yourself. There's, as you already know, I can tell by talking with you, by what we go through and the value in our discoveries and just sharing that with someone. Or,
oh yeah,
I was just even telling someone the other day, my friend, I said, look, sometimes the gift is really just helping someone feel heard. And it doesn't always have to, we don't have to shove the message in someone's throat, you know.
It's interesting. I'll say one more thing. I know you want to get to other people. I literally was wondering today, is it just going to be simple things where I send a thoughtful card or I say something to someone, or today the security woman has got anxiety, so I'm going to give her some. Is it just going to be this small? I need it to be bigger. I want to affect people bigger than, and then I'm thinking, okay, God's watching me. I am doing really big things, even though they're tiny. Fostering a dog, but it's not enough. I want to do bigger things, and that's thank you. I'll call you back. I'll be in touch. I so enjoyed this, and I'm gonna finish listening.
You're
to
awesome.
Show.
See, you're doing something even bigger right now by helping. That means the world. That's a gift too. And don't worry about like how late it is. If you feel like you're bothering me, you're not. Please reach out and let me know because I love connecting with more people. I appreciate that.
I love networking. Yeah, I love networking people that need to find each other. So I'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and I hope to hear from you soon.
You will. Can you keep me on listening?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what other people do. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you don't have to ask that. You got it. Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes we get.
Sorry, I didn't put you back. Sometimes what?
No, sometimes they disconnect us, so I just wanted to.
No,
hang on.
I want
listen.
You guys
Thank
to enjoy the show.
Oh, I love it. Blessings.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you very much. All right, guys, so if this is something new to you, I want to thank you guys for listening. We got so much more time to go. I'm going to play. I play music because I love sharing songs with people, and it's not always about just, like, taking callers. We got to have a healthy break. Good vibes. I play music from 90s to 2000s to like recent times. I play rap. And if it's something you like or not, then whatever. If you want to hang out with me, you hang out with me. I'm going to take another call in a minute. I don't know if you know this song, but this is called Enigma by The Cross of Changes.
Hey, hey, hi.
Devotion.
Yeah, apparently my direct connection like gave out. Shout out to I want to say Hada, so if I pronounce that wrong, my bad. But yeah, you let me know you heard nothing. I was like, what's going on? I don't even hear nothing. And then I realized there was no connection because it popped up on my screen over here. We're gonna take the next caller. We got area code 541. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi Joe. This is Nancy from Oklahoma.
Hi, Nancy from Oklahoma. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I love Thursday nights. I'm not going to lie. I love doing this.
Great.
So it's great to hear from you. Okay. I was shuffling cards just now, and the moon card popped up. So there's something that's hidden from you that is coming to light with a truth for some reason. Just give me a minute. I like to just kind of feel connect. So one of the things that my guides are talking about right now for you, Nancy, is that I don't want to use the word, I got to say what I got to say. You're not stupid. You're very aware. And what they're saying is that utilizing what you know and putting it into motion, but there is some sort of also chaotic energy that it's not really, I want to say chaotic. There's something because you're very, very chill. You're very calm, which is beautiful. They're saying be cautious of how much involvement you have with this. I don't know who it is or what it is. Be cautious, more or less, like how much you really put into working with that or helping someone, because sometimes it really doesn't help. It doesn't help you. Mm-hmm. You know what they're also telling me is that you have to continue cleansing yourself. I think you've done this before, but you're going to have to do this a little bit more often, especially working with people or helping people or whatever this chaotic energy is. They're really giving me guidance on the message to share with you in a sense of what to be aware of for some reason. So I'm gonna go with that. Be aware of your thoughts. If your thoughts are getting out of control, but let me give you a quick example. You know, I'm calm. I'm really grounded one day, and maybe suddenly the next day I'm kind of all over the place with my thoughts, and I'm like, why is this? What's happening? And they're saying that they want you to be aware of this because that's a time to cleanse yourself. You can do this with candy. You can cleanse yourself with like 3 pennies. They just want you to really be aware of how something around you can influence your energy. And I feel like you have crystals and all that. So just be aware of that.
Okay.
The other thing that they're talking to me about is they said, realize what's your problem and what's not your problem. Realize what's in your control and what's not in your control. They're saying that you can really have some good things coming in for you, but you're going to have to make a decision. And you're going to have to make decisions, but you're not going to have that sense of security that you're wanting. So what I mean by that is you're going to have to make a decision before you see things come in. And I don't know exactly what they're talking about right now, but if you're wanting to make changes, they're going to work out for you, but you're going to have to make a decision now to then move forward, to then see the results. So, Nancy, what my guys are saying basically is, don't wait for someone to put their sail up to then go, okay, yeah, I'm ready to also take my boat out. They're saying you're going to have to be ready to move your boat. I'm just giving you an example, hypothetically.
I think I understand.
If you're ready to go. What's that?
I think I understand that exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. And the reason behind that is because they're saying you can wait years and years and years and years for something, but when you're actually ready to move forward with whatever this is they're talking about, I don't know what it is they're talking about exactly, then you're going to see results. Because a lot of people want to wait for the signs. Oh, you know, now I'm ready. Oh, you know what? I have this now. Now I'm ready. But they're saying, if you were to be ready now, you're going to see the results that you've been waiting for. And that's what they're talking about. And the reason why I say this sometimes is because my guides work in a way where I realize that I'm not supposed to know all the details. I don't personally know all the details for everything. Sometimes I kind of get it, and I do when it comes to the messages. But what they really do for me and the message is that they're like, look, I'm basically the vessel. I'm meant to just say and share what they're saying, and you're going to get it. And well, let's see what else comes in. They're also saying that you need to remember, too, is that there's something with family here.
Okay.
You want other people in your family, or I don't know if you have kids or whatever. You want other people to know how you feel. And they're saying that if you want others to know how you feel, sometimes you need to be a little bit more verbal when it comes to sharing with how you're feeling. For example, if you're really upset, or you're kind of maybe not upset, but you're feeling some type of way that other people haven't reached out, or they're not communicating with you as much as you'd like to, let them know, because there's times where you have felt, I don't know, you've been disappointed, and you're like, I shouldn't have to ask them to call me, shouldn't have to ask them to understand. But sometimes we need to let people know, like, hey, you know, I know that you have a busy life, but I like to hear from you sometimes, even if it's for 5 minutes. And because they're saying that there's people that need to know how you have been feeling when it comes to the communication.
Okay.
There's something also about a vacation that needs to be planned. I don't know if you've planned it already, but you need to make sure that you go on a trip soon. Let's see what the cards bring up. Do you have family in another country?
No.
No. Do you have roots in another country?
Not like that I'm aware of.
Heritage.
I'm sure we have ancestry, heritage,
right,
ancestry.
Right. Is there somewhere in particular? So, like, for example, I'm Italian, but I'm really Sicilian, and I honestly, like, I personally would love to go to Rome. I actually haven't said that in a long time. I haven't thought about that. But the example, I have roots in Rome. I would love to go to Rome. Mm-hmm. And they're saying something with that, with a trip. Your past card is the Four of Wands in reverse with the Four of Pentacles in reverse. There was a change in your foundation when it comes to relationship or love or happiness in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know if someone had passed.
Yes.
Okay. When it comes to your present card, so what they're saying already in that message is that things with your routine in life and love and sorry to hear that, by the way, things had changed in your past. The present moment, you have the Ace of Wands, which is about new goals and dreams and desires. And you also have the Ten of Pentacles when it comes to union, people, relations. It also talks about dreams and connections with others and fulfillment. I like to look at the pentacles as the ideas that turn into fruition. So this is really about a new desire or dream that you want to see into fruition. What you do have in the future cards is the Strength card in reverse with the Seven of Pentacles. So I want you to remember, too, you have to let go of people's judgment of what makes you happy, because I do feel that there is a companion or someone else that you are friendly with. But it also comes with strength and Seven of Pentacles. There's something about changes coming your way with work. And the work is really like, it could be moving, it could be uncomfortable change, but there's something that you're going to have to go through with uncomfortable changes. And this is going to bring happiness, but you're going to have to make something into a new position when it comes to this new change. So you're going from the past things, you know, you're someone passing and things ending. You're in the present moment with dreams and desires, things that you are wanting to achieve. It's kind of like, okay, so you want those things to be achieved. So in the long term, we need to put in that physical effort as well, meaning whether it's moving or changing and that's where that Strength card in reverse is really coming up. and you're going to see the work paying off. Do you have any questions for me?
No, the only thing that I can think of in a lot of the reading that you made is that I'm thinking of, well, I actually am very, very happy in the place that I'm living in now.
Okay.
But I have no communication with the landlord or the owner after the manager left. And
okay.
I was wondering, my lease is going to be up the end of May, and I was curious if I'm going to be able to continue to stay in this place or will I have to move?
I don't feel you moving.
Okay.
I don't feel you moving. So the manager left. I'm feeling it out. The manager left. Are you in a complex?
I'm in a townhouse. It's a beautiful townhouse that I'm renting. But it's got everything that I need anyway.
No, I don't feel. Okay, so let me explain. I do feel the emotion that you're providing with, you know, this confusion, but I don't feel in the future or near future. I don't see or feel that you're going to be. I don't see any problems with the renting and the lease.
Okay.
I do want to say this though, and I know it's easy for me to say. Try to find out who's managing.
I am trying my hardest. I'm phone numbers and I don't get any response. And that's, I have emails, I have texts, I have phone numbers and everything like that. And I just don't get any information back. And that's what's frustrating. I'm actually found out where his business is too here. And so I'm going to next tackle where he works. I mean, he has a business, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if this is your landlord and you know where his business is, because here's the other thing that you might have to do, and you're not stalking him. You're doing it professionally.
No.
Hey, look. I need, and which is kind of ridiculous for you to have to do, but do it. If you find an issue, and I'm just going to say this, because it's going to work out for you no matter what, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
If you find an issue with his business and there's still a lack of communication, I would recommend reaching an attorney just to cover yourself. Because there's something on his end or the person, or he or she, the person with this property, there's something that they're going through right now, and I don't know what it is, but they're going through like a lot of chaotic stuff. It's almost like they forgot about what they have in people sometimes, you know. But just to cover yourself, reach out to an attorney and let them know, kind of like a free consultation.
If it goes on, you know, I'm going to just try and contact him in, you know, the next step. But I do pay auto payments, you know, to this other place that I called, and they said they just take in the payments for him, but there's no contact that I can make. So that didn't help, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't see you. Honestly, I don't see a problem in the long term. I see you staying there for like, honestly, quite a few more years. I don't get any problems with that. So I wouldn't really, I know it's easier to, cause you're like, what's going on, but they're going to sort it out and they're going to have a new manager in the next month or so. But it's weird though. Sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, it's just kind of funny because, you know, when you were talking about the security and the uncertainty, that's the only thing. Otherwise, life is good for me now, like you said, now and everything. And I was just thinking I do have a lot of hopes and dreams about, you know, just making a difference, you know, a good future and putting in, you know, just being of service, you know, even if you it's voluntary.
You have a really good heart. You have a really good soul. So
thank you.
I want you to know something here before I move on. You are really, what I heard and what I'm feeling, it's a combination. I know it's everyone's weird at explaining things. You are really understanding. You have a lot of patience. And for someone to have a lot of patience means that you've been through enough to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you. You're very kind and understanding and caring. There's not a lot of people like that in this world, and we need more of that. You're very welcome. The reason why I say that is because, honestly, it's true, is that we have a mixture of people from what I've seen, right? There's people that are just doing their everyday life. There's people that they're learning. We're all learning. But you're this type of individual that you've been through what you've been through and experienced what you've experienced, but you're also super understanding of people in this world where not everyone has that patience and understanding. And that's something that this world is lacking in. So I appreciate you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you too. And I was a mental health nurse for many, many years.
Many, many different
people and their problems and their challenges. And you do learn patience from working with people, you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thank you for that, because my mother is a director of mental health. And, you know, it's quite interesting because I went through a spiritual awakening, and I don't know how this whole thing works. And I think you understand, you know what I say about spiritual awakening, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I figured that. And I love my mom, but I don't think she fully understood that. And I had my fair share of an awakening. I went through a lot of weird stuff, and it wasn't just your basic level of, I don't want to say basic, but it wasn't just the average of spiritual numbers, angel numbers. And I had my depression stage. My ex-girlfriend committed suicide. You know, I wound up leaving her in Florida.
Yeah.
That was years ago. But I went through a big, it's part of my spiritual gifts, I guess. I saw things. I felt synchronicities. I had seen things and pictures, and it was a great time. But what you're talking about when you're with help, mental health, is beautiful, because one of the reasons why I do what I do is because not only my ex, but my friend overdosed from heroin, and I wanted to show people that despite what you're experiencing, because I didn't know, my ex-girlfriend was going through a lot of stuff that I didn't understand at the time, which was a spiritual awakening, I guess. And she thought she was crazy. And then I experienced whatever it was. And it was, so I want to help people feel comfortable and be okay with believing and trusting in a better tomorrow and mindfulness and beautifulness. So thank you for what you've done as well.
Oh, no, I appreciate it. Yes. And I feel a quickening. I do, you know, a lot of things are opening up to me now that even more so than in the past. And I was always involved in the spiritual type of, you know, community. But now it seems like I called in my old crone age. I feel like things are just opening up. You talk about synchronicities, you talk about, and it's an inner thing too. It's really hard to describe unless, you know, each one has their own personal way of awakening. So, no, It's lovely.
Man, I had a crazy journey, man. I love this conversation right now. I've learned, oh. Of course, I had my ego, right? And I loved myself. I went through a phase of depression. Then I found I had to make some hard choices. I had to trust myself. And I learned to love myself for the first time. And then I got into a toxic relationship, which I learned my boundaries. I didn't have boundaries, and I lost myself. Mm-hmm. And then I love myself again. It's been a journey, man, but it's beautiful. And it's much, honestly, for me right now, it's been a balance. If you want to check it out, even the listeners right now, I have shows from when I started on Blog Talk Radio, and it's part of my week.
I listened to you in the past. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have?
I've listened to you in the past, and I've seen you go through, you know, your hardships, too, and doubting yourself, and now you're coming back, and you're better than ever.
You're making me cry. Thank you. Wow. I've... That means a lot. I mean, like, I know that you just said something simple. That wasn't simple. That was very, very caring, considerate, and understand. Yeah, and I put myself out there. It was embarrassing for even on Facebook Live. I did a lot of Facebooks, but I lost myself. I had to regain my confidence. That was, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh.
No, I didn't know who
it
was.
It's just beautiful to see us all grow, you know, and the growth that we go through, isn't it? You know, and we all have our ways of growing, too. Like I said, our personal
absolutely.
Ways.
Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you. Well, I'm going to play a song now, and I hope to hear from you really soon again, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much. I really enjoyed the call. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
You too. All right, everyone. We're going to play. I saw the comments. You're crying out too. Yeah, I get emotional too. All right. I'm going to play another song. One more. I don't know. I'm playing another song, and then I'll take the next caller. And for real, though, I want to thank everyone. I didn't plan on the emotional part tonight, but I really appreciate the, and it's amazing how I didn't expect, you know, shout out to Nancy for listening to the previous ones. And we all go through things in life. And one of the main reasons why I chose to do what I do is because, of course, my story, I experienced and lost someone that I was in a relationship with that I chose to move away, and she took her life, and my awakening kicked in. And I really, at some point I started to really, I had a hard time with depression, and I asked myself some really tough questions, you know, why am I really here? And what's the reason why I'm here? And I was going through a lot of hardship, but then I started to kind of freak out because I was seeing angel numbers and a lot of weird events were happening. And I went through a lot of weird events. It was just, it's easy to just say that, but there's so many. And it's very kind and care. It means a lot to me to hear that someone has been a part of my journey or listened to it or knows. And that's, if you haven't, it's okay. But, and it means a lot because it hasn't been easy, and I was never a perfect person, but we learn more about ourselves, and we can lose ourselves easily and judge ourselves and be super hard. And of course we hope that there's a better future, and we hope that things get better, and we're not always understanding of why we're going through what we're going through. And there was a chunk of time, and there's a lot of people that were part of my life that really mean a lot to me for being there for me. And that is super important. there's times where it's embarrassing because you know that you're not that person you know yourself to be. And it's like, why do I have to go through this? Or what am I going through? And I was talking with someone recently, and, you know, I'm gonna say this and then play a song, and then we'll get back to get another caller. I know the things that we go through can be tough. And I posted this on my Facebook page today, and I said, you know, kind of a quick reminder, I'll read it. But it was more or less like dreams without action are just dreams. And I know that times we can be very hopeful. We just want to be in a better place, and I understand that. A lot of the things that I've been learning for myself have been really beautiful, and I want to share this with you before we play this next song. Is the best things that we can ever do is, and it's really weird to kind of like focus on at first, but I know that we want success, and I know that we want to be happy, and I know that some of us want relationships, and I know that we want, some of us need just money and all these different things, and I can't emphasize this enough. And I go back to the whole dreams without action is just a dream, and it all starts with ourselves, and I realized that for myself, and there's been times where it wasn't easy. Because we want to be so hard on ourselves. And I had learned that I had an addictive personality. Now, and I wasn't understanding of this because I was really frustrated with how I kept seeing things in my life, and it bothered me. And I wanted to really understand why is this really bothering me? And there was a car. I know this is silly, but I'm going to say this and share with you, and hopefully it resonates with you and helps you. I had financed a car, and I love this car. It was a BMW, right? And my ego was in the way. And I wound up losing this car. And it wasn't a great time. And I wound up like having to let it go. And of course, I see this car everywhere. Same color, same model. And eventually I was like, you know, what's the issue with this? Why is this, what do I need to learn? And I realized I had an addictive personality, and I didn't understand how to appreciate what I had. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the addictive personality is that I'll love something so much till I'm bored of it, or I push it away, or it leaves my life. And I had reflected on this, and I'm like, I need to learn how to appreciate what I have so I don't turn it into a toxic, you know, addictive thing. And I started to appreciate what I already have. And of course, you're going to receive more of what you are grateful for and appreciative of. And I reflected a little bit more. It wasn't just my car. It was relationships. It was people. It was myself. And I had kind of realized that I was never, and I'm the type of person for the longest time that I was always like, what's next? What's next? I'll be happy when. I'll be happy when. Oh, what's next? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And all right, I have this. What's next? And if you understand that, you're not really appreciating what you have if you're going on to, I have this, what's next? And that's what I was doing. And so I had to learn to appreciate the job I have, even though it might have not been the best job. And I learned that, you know, by appreciating what I have, I also need to be humbled. And I humbled myself, realizing, like, I think we all think that we have to have this super awesome job, and We will be happy when our life is together. And the truth is this, like, you don't have to have the perfect car. You don't have to have the perfect house. And you don't have to have the perfect living situation. You don't have, we all think that we have to have this certain lifestyle to then fall in love or have what we want. And you can have wonderful things, but in your heart and your mind and your soul, we have to learn how to be present and grateful and be happy with yourself. What I mean by that is, I'm going to be super blunt with you. I'm going to play the song. I'm about to, you know, my birthday's coming up in 10 days, I'll be 33. And I've lived on my own. I live with my family still. I was super hard on myself with, like, what I have now and what I expected to be, and is it embarrassing or not? And truth is that I am who I am. And I don't need to prove myself to anyone. I don't need to have this perfect life and car. And it's all ego shit. But we kind of have to go through these things to evolve. And so without further ado, I'm going to play the next song. And we're going to take the next caller. But I want to thank all of you. You guys are all awesome. Appreciate you. You're all enough. And that's a reminder. You guys are all enough. You don't need to have anything. You are enough. And your past is your past. You're in the present now. I love you for who you are, whoever you are. And your past is a part of you in a way, but it's not your present. And your future, that's anxiety. Let's be present. So I'm going to play this next song. We're going to take the next caller. And thank you guys. You guys are like really awesome. I appreciate you.
Oh, 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 survive being born.
Yeah.
gotta love Sheryl Crow if it makes you happy. I mean, you gotta love that shit. I love the comments in the chat, by the way. I'm seeing, you know, someone sharing about how they also had the same addictive personality and laziness. And I gotta say, before I take the next caller, I also had this laziness. It was almost kind of like this feeling of frustration. I hit a wall, man. I would hit walls of what's the purpose? What am I doing? And I was constantly looking for clarity and truth in my life. And I had to be okay. I'm just going to share with you a little bit that helped me. I was really in the big spiritual community with like not having a job and doing your own spiritual shit. And it worked out for a while till my ego got in the way. And then I was just lost for a while and I had to really find a job and work again in the real world, which is fine. Do both. You know, you work hard at both. And I put in work and I realized, you know, I have to appreciate, oh, that was at the same time. I had to appreciate the job, right? And as much as maybe I didn't really want it, and I really wanted to create the old habits of quitting the job and giving up and being frustrated and annoyed and wanting more, I chose to, like, make the best out of it, which has really, like, taught me a lot. So I'll wake up in the morning, and I'll be honest with you, I was super lazy. I didn't want to make my bed. I didn't want to, my room would be a mess. And so I chose to love myself, right? And I'm going to give you the biggest tip in the world. If this helps, one of the huge, and I'll share this with you, and I've said it before, I'm not embarrassed by it. I have ADD, surprise. But I had ADD for a long time, prescribed Adderall. And I was also addicted to Adderall, and I didn't realize I was addicted to Adderall. I'm laughing because I look back and I'm like, how did I not know? I just didn't want to accept that I was. Anyways, it helped me. There was pros and cons. Don't get me wrong, there's pros and cons. Long story short, instead of making that my excuse on ADD and all that bullshit, I was trying to explain something here. I appreciated my job, right? I appreciate what I have. And I honestly, the biggest tip, if you want to take this with you, I really hope you guys absorb this. The Adderall thing was a reason why I shared with you. I did not want to sit still. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand sitting still. A lot of people are like, you need to ground your energy. You need to sit still. You need to stop. And I was always like thinking and wanting more. And I couldn't sit still. I mean, to the point where I wasn't able to like enjoy a movie in my room or Netflix. I wanted to work so hard. Like I was trying so hard to find the answers to life and shit. But my point about this is that I actually started to just calm down to the point where I can't emphasize enough how wonderful this is. And I really hope you guys try it. If you haven't, I'll come home and I'll take a shower. Yeah, everyone should take a shower. It's important. But I'll play mindful music or chill. And I'll actually hug myself in the shower. Like, you don't have to do it in the shower, but being mindful and intentional on your self-love. Like, I couldn't sit still. I was always like, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I know we're constantly like working, but I can't say it enough. Like, resting, sleeping, meditating, like being still. And the reason why this is really good is because when you're still, I was constantly looking for answers. It was like, path of least resistance opposite. So when you're still and you're not, you're mentally, your mind is where you're living constantly. You're in your head. If you think about it, like where you're settled in your body is your head, like your brain. So the power of the mind is important. This is something I really dabbled into more of. And what you think about, even if you're at work, like be aware of what your brain is doing. And that's what I'm talking about here. Sitting still, breath work is what you mentioned in the comments here. Actually, you're right, because it's funny enough, like one of the things I practiced is, I don't know the actual terms to it, but it's like a yoga breath work, yogi breath work, satnam, and yo. Let me tell you something. I'm sure you even know what I'm talking about. If you're talking about breath work, I did this whole satnam, pointing your finger up in the air and taking deep breaths, and you're like, your belly is in, and you tighten it, and you release. 3 minutes. And I did it in the morning. And I felt so good. And it's actually the reason behind this works is because I realized that a lot of the problems I was having, I was operating at the root chakra. The root chakra is, you know, I said, you know, like I'm about to tell you, and I have to actually think about it. Insecurity with your life is really operating it. I can look it up real quick. I'm trying. But I was not in a pleasant place, and I was like, all right, hold on. It was like I was high and I traveled. Absolutely. When you are at the root chakra, you're at a lower vibration, but you're actually perceiving life at that chakra. When you're doing breath work, you're raising the vibration and you're holding your breath and you're releasing it and you're bringing that energy up. It's like a kundalini motherfucking thing. All right, without further ado, let's take the next caller. We got 718. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from New York. My name is Esther.
What's your name?
Esther.
Esther from New York. What part of New York?
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
Yeah.
Yankee Stadium, that.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Yankee fan?
No.
All right, let's forget we even asked that question. Are you a baseball fan?
No.
Okay, so... You're not really into baseball. All right. As long as you're not a Mets fan or
no.
You're just not a baseball person. All right.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not.
And
I'm not too far from the Yankee Stadium, so that's an issue.
Well, I mean, if it's an issue to you, I mean, that's up to you. Not everyone's a baseball. Honestly, like I'm a level one baseball fan, meaning like, I don't know, out of 10 would be like the super fan. I'm level one. So, I mean, my dad got me into baseball as a kid, but he wasn't really a super baseball person. Like he just enjoyed, it was like a father thing.
But that's nice though.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it growing up and all that. I don't mind enjoying the games, but I'm actually in, I'm near Poughkeepsie. So I don't know if you know the Hudson Valley area. I'm in New York too, but I'm not in the Bronx. My family's from Queens though.
Oh, I know about Queensville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents
are building up Queensville a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's changed over the years for sure. My parents are from Astoria.
Okay.
So the first thing when I'm connecting with you, you do have a lot of, I want to say, I use my words carefully because some people in the spiritual community, they're like, whoa, you know, you do have a lot of heavy energy coming in, and that's like more so things that have been weighing you down. And I do want you to understand something. You have to be careful with your energy. And how do I explain this? You're sensitive in a little while, a little bit to people. So, hold up. Was there telling me that I have to use my words a certain way? So I'm going to use my words a certain way. When you feel this energy that's weighing you down, and you do you know what I mean by weighing you down?
A little bit, but you can explain.
All right. So the way that I'm getting this is like, it's almost like it isolates you from your perspective thinking, and you kind of it's like you can't enjoy yourself in a way, and you're overwhelmed with problems. You have to find out what kind of cleansing you need. And I don't want to say cleansing lightly, because it's thrown around a lot. People are like, oh, cleanse yourself with sage, cleanse yourself. And really, for you, I mean, I use and you know what? I'm going to say this bluntly. I'm a santero. I've practiced santeria for about 15 years. I've been a priest and initiated. And I say that because you know about this.
Right? A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. So one of the things that you can practice, you can utilize is Florida water. I don't know if you're familiar with Florida water, cleansing yourself with it. Utilize that. There's been some sort of direction you're looking for. Hold on a second. Okay. You have like a grandmother or older woman that walks with you and your family. And I know it's very, very vague, but she's saying that you need to speak up and be very blunt with people, because you're in tune with people and situations, but you have to speak up about whatever it is that you are feeling, because you call a lot of people out on their shit, and you need to do it a lot more often.
Oh, wow. You on point.
No, thank you. I mean, I'm the vessel. So what that means is my guides are the ones that are giving me the messages. And grandmother or whoever this older woman is that is connected with you, she tells you a lot of stuff. And she's saying that she would like you to not – okay. So let's say you have this intuitive guidance, or it's what I explain to people is this. Sometimes we think it's just our own consciousness, because our brain is so used to our own voice. But spirit guides and our ancestors will come through, and it's still our own. It's still in our own consciousness. It's our own voice. But you're really good at solving puzzles and shit, is what I'm hearing. And you already know people's intention and what they're trying to do or what they're doing. And you don't fall for people's shit. But what I'm being told to tell you is, you need to almost address people on their shit too, though.
Okay.
Wow. Depending on the situation. I mean, if it's at work.
Exactly.
If it's at work, do what you need to do at work. Also know, like, you know, but people around you, because you're not here to be liked for your kindness. You're going to be liked for your authenticity and your bluntness, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
What I'm also hearing is that if you want to move forward, and I want to say the words move forward, but if you want something, and I'm hearing more job related or career related, you have to go after it. You have to apply for it. You have to ask them for the raise if you want the raise. You have to really put in, don't wait for someone to go, okay, now is it. There's something about you taking action on whatever it is that you want. I want to pull some cards here, Don.
Okay.
And when it comes to family, you can't always help everyone with their problems. There's going to be people that will move forward and get better at whatever, you know, but you can't, your time and your thought, okay, your energy, your time, your thoughts, they're all valuable. Your emotions are all valuable. But don't lose time worrying about a lot of other people's shit. Because you like to be the person that takes action and guidance for people. Like they call you for all their problems. Like, what do you think I should do about this? And you give really good guidance, and you get really pissed off when people don't listen because it's like, I told you, and then they don't listen. And that's an intuitive gift that you have because you've told
people.
Your past cards are the Seven of Cups with the Three of Swords. And what that talks about is that you in your past, you went through, you tried to go for your dreams or goals and something caused a problem or prevented you or you didn't fully accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. The present moment for you today, right now, you have the Page of Pentacles in reverse with the Five of Pentacles in reverse. And this is talking about you wanting a new beginning. And it's talking about also your past disappointments. I want you to see how this presented itself. The past cards talked about you wanting dreams, goals, desires. But it also came with the Three of Swords. Like there was a certain maybe circumstance that you couldn't do it or you didn't fully believe in going after it or you just kind of felt that it wasn't going to be worth it. And now you're in a position of, I want something new. I need something better. And then the pentacles are coming up really strong in this present moment. You have the Five of Pentacles with the Page. But there's also this sadness that comes with it. So whatever the past was, it's almost as if you don't know exactly what you want either. Whatever the past issue was, I need you to start thinking about what you used to really enjoy and what you used to really want, because what's happening now is that you're not sure what to move forward with, but what they're showing me is that you knew what you wanted, but something made you feel that that wasn't it, and you need to go back to that project or that goal or desire, that dream that you put away. What this reminds me of is a story, and I'll give you an example. I started Blog Talk Radio in 2018, and I came up with the name A Millennial's Third Eye, and I didn't really know what I was doing with it, and I was lost. I started that in, like, I don't know, over the summer in 2018, and then December came, and I was looking for guidance, and I came across the podcast, and they were like, listen, if you're listening to this, it's divine timing. There's something that you have put aside in a project or something, a hobby, and you need to go back to it. And I was listening to it. I went, oh, my God, I put that podcast radio show, blog talk radio thing aside. I don't know what I'm doing with it. And that was before I even came up with one show. And so my story here for you is that there's something that you've wanted to do, and it's not too late for you. I don't know if you want to go back to cosmetology. I don't know if you want to go, but there's something you've wanted to do, and you need to do it. You need to believe in yourself and be happy because you're afraid of failure. The future cards for you, the Lover's card with the Four of Cups in reverse. And there's a mixture, there's a kind of a multiple of messages here. And the main message from this whole reading is that you will be happy, but I need you to kind of understand the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups is this person that's sitting there, and there's three present, and the fourth one is kind of invisible to them. And the four is an even number. It's a good number. And it's almost as if, like, everything is there, but there is this hope of security that things are going to get better, right? Let me give you an example for you. I'm going to really a real truth here. When I started this live show tonight, before I played the first song, there was only two callers. And I thought, well, I hope there's more people that call in, you know? And that's kind of like Four Cups here. And there was more people. You know, you called in and other people called in. I needed to give it more time. I needed to be present. What am I going to do? Halfway through, go, whatever. And it played out really well. I'm really grateful. And that's what that message is. They want you, my guides are saying this too, from the past, present, and future, they want you to start believing in whatever it is that you really want to do. And whatever, if it's not, you know, regardless of how much money you have, regardless of what your experience is, regardless of if you want to do something for yourself, open a business, take a class, there's something with finance here too, and getting money. You need to believe more in yourself. If you want to, if you have your own thing already and you need to evolve it, you need to believe in what you're passionate about, because you're going to succeed at it, but you need to get out of your own way with this. And it's going to be a new learning experience for you is what I'm hearing. And it's going to really help you too, because you're going to get so distracted in a positive way with this that you're going to forget. You're going to kind of melt with it. You're going to forget all these little things that you've been thinking about. Because your past, I don't know how to explain this, but your past is in your past. But sometimes you wonder, why did you experience that? Or why did that happen? Or I wonder how that person's doing. Like, you wonder a lot. And it's not bad. It's just more or less, you're going to forget about it. You're going to be so present and in a zone. Which is beautiful.
Oh, okay.
When it comes to family members, is your mother living?
No.
No. Because they said something about you're worried about your mom. I don't know why. That's why I asked if your mom was living.
Yeah.
Is there a concern about your mom with her passing?
Well, in a way. But I guess she just left too soon, because we was hoping that she would be here, like, after her birthday.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was the way that she left. It was unexpected.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I was trying to understand what that, that's why I asked. I don't know everything. How long ago was that?
October.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't. Oh.
And on her worst day that she hated was on the 13th.
Say that one more time?
She hated the 13th of October, you know, of October because of Halloween. So that's the day she left.
Well, okay, I can see the whole connection here. Because they said there was a concern with your mother, and I was trying to understand this, so I'm starting to get this the clarity here from what you're saying. So even though she didn't like the 13th, the 13th is actually a really good number. It's actually a lucky number. And I was that person, too, in the past. I was like, oh, no, Friday the 13th, this is a bad number. It's actually a really good number. I want to share this with you, and this is kind of the message here, is that we don't know everything, and sometimes we're afraid of certain things, and they're not really as bad, right? And that's really what I'm hearing, is that it's not bad. Your mom hated, maybe she didn't like the feeling of it, and it was associated with Halloween, and she didn't like Halloween, but in the transition of things, it's actually a really good number. And your mom is okay. It's still really kind of early for things. Let me see if she does come through. I want to give some space for that. She was really blunt. She really wanted things a certain way.
Yes.
Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Was your mom really hard on your brother? Because she's really making that very profound right now.
In a way, yeah.
Anyway,
she didn't want to, but yeah. She
expects your brother to really... the words I want to use is that, like, she knew that you were good, but she really needed, she felt she needed, what I'm hearing is I needed to pray for this.
Okay.
I don't know why right now, but she's very particular about your brother.
Yeah.
She's saying that he doesn't listen to her or hasn't.
Oh, wow. You got it right on the spot.
And is he married or with a girl?
Yes, he is married.
Okay. Did your mom not like her?
Oh, you got it. That's crazy.
She still doesn't like her. I mean, okay. So I want everyone to understand something, though. Well, you know.
She must be reading up a storm, isn't she?
So even in spirit, like, people are people, and there's a reason for things. She's saying that she doesn't like her because she didn't have the same core values that your mom has when it comes to family and how, you know, respect, family, love. She didn't feel like she appreciated your mom and understood that. And you know what? Your mom, I got to say this very...
She appreciated it. It's just those two was a hot mess.
Mm.
Just her, my brother and hers is a hot mess.
Because your mom wanted your brother to understand. Your brother was dismissive of your mom. It was kind of like, all right, mom, yeah, well, all right, yeah. And your mom wanted to be understood. Your mom was a tough, I want to say tough cookie, but she had the old traditions.
Yeah.
And the old traditions
that was her.
Had a value. They did have a value to them. And I understand that my own way when it comes to routine, tradition, coming together as a family, that nature. She's saying, though, that
she understands. Yeah, she always let us, you know, make our own choices, but when anything happened, she was always there for us.
Now, this is interesting. How do I... What was the story with your father and your mother? Because what I'm getting is that...
Wait a minute.
This is her. Yeah.
Is she laughing? So,
well, let me explain here. I'm going to explain how I feel. The message that,
okay.
That I'm getting, it's really interesting. So the feeling I get is that your father and your mother were like separate at one point, but they're together now or something?
No, that must be... Our ex-husband, but that's not my dad.
Okay.
But she didn't care for him, so it must be somebody else.
She's with someone in spirit.
Oh, I have a funny feeling who it is.
She's with someone. It's more or less this feeling of they were separated. Now they're together again, but I got this weird feeling of like, I don't know how to explain that. They were once together.
Is she happy with him? I mean.
Yeah, no, she's happy. She's. She just told me, too, that she's still going to church on Sundays.
Oh, that is cute.
She. Let me tell you something, and I know it's really weird for people and to understand this, but she loved dressing up for church.
She loves dressing up, period.
Yeah. She loves to, she loves seeing you happy is really important. And she wants to see you happy more. She's saying,
okay.
She's saying, don't be so serious all the time. Try to just enjoy life and you don't have to solve problems all the time. She's saying just live it. Okay, hold on. Give it to the Lord is what I'm hearing, which is really, I agree with her. Sometimes we got to give it to God, source, creator, Lord, universe. You know, give it. There's times where I give my worries to my faith, right? And it's a beautiful thing to surrender that and then trust the outcome. That's what she's saying. But she also says, too, for you, is that she wants you to be okay with wanting things.
Okay.
And you can be grateful. But she says she wants you to want. Like, what, you know, what is it you want, and really kind of put that into motion. Do you have a question for me before I move on?
I want to do her lifetime story, because my mother has a good life when she was here. It's her background is phenomenal. So we've been talking about doing her lifetime story before she passed, and I think I'm going to just go ahead and do it for her.
I think that's an absolute yes, because what I'm hearing is that it's an honor for her, but people are going to be inspired to live their life. I love things like this because I look at it as a blueprint. And the blueprint to me is, no matter who it is, there is a experience that I might be able to resonate with, and I can learn to, I can evolve from. I can understand that in my own way. And you're going to, I'm also hearing about a book. I don't know why, but I think whatever it is, you know, do what you're going to do, share the story. But I think it's going to be a lot more than you're thinking. It's going to start small, but it's going to turn into a beautiful story. Absolutely.
Okay.
Eventually, at one point, there's going to be the word for that. I don't know how long from now. The word, what is that word? Come to me, what is it? There's going to be some type of financial aid honorship in her name. That's my, I don't know if you guys can hear my brother screaming, playing a video game next door in my room. But there's going to be something in honor of her that is going to be given to students in the next 3 years.
Okay.
And I don't know how that's going to come about. It's going to happen the way it is. Because let me tell you something. Your mom is a very strong spirit. She was very strong in life and very prominent in her personality. And she's still the same way. You think your mom was like, what I heard was she always had energy and she was always doing something. She's still doing that in spirit. She's got missions going on. She's got stuff happening in spirit that's going to be in the physical realm too. So you're going to know what to do. And I think, just trust. Trust in your intuition. Do what you're doing. Share the story, and a lot of beautiful things are going to be coming in the next, even the next 6 months. You're going to see some opportunities that are going to open up, and just trust them. Because it's going to happen from. It's going to start small, and then it's going to go into another thing and another thing, and it's going to keep like a flower. It's going to keep producing more and flourish. So,
okay.
But eventually, too, you're going to have to share your story, is what I'm hearing.
Really? Wow.
That's you're cute. A part of it, too. All right.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you very much. And it was really great hearing from you. And I hope to hear more about this as time progresses.
Thank you so much. You made me feel much better.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And well, you have a good... blessed week.
Oh, thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, all right, everyone. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs in a minute here. And I want to share a little bit about myself with you. If you haven't already, if you're on Facebook, look me up. A Millennial's Third Eye 2.0. And I'm pretty sure it's in the episode information. Yeah, it is. I do have to check on A Millennial's Third Eye link for some reason.com. But the Facebook, I do live streams on Facebook once a week. And every Thursday night at 8 p.m. I'm on Blog Talk Radio here and talking with you guys. So if you really, really like what I do, and if you're not sure, I mean, if you've been here for like the past couple hours, then you probably definitely do, which I appreciate it. Thank you. But if you're not sure, like check back another time, check my other stuff. I got stuff from when I started from 2018 and I'm not the same Joe from, you know, I've evolved. And every Thursday night, I'm going to be playing songs, music, taking callers, sharing a little bit about myself. And before I go to the next song, I do want to share some things that I've also kind of realized for myself. I'm really big on mindfulness and thinking and evolving and loving myself and diving into new things. And quite honestly, I think one of the recent things I've really discovered is I know that there's a lot of change coming for people. We're in the age of Aquarius now, which is beautiful. But recent energies for a lot of the collective or people of the world, there's going to be changes. And if you're one of those people that you feel that, sometimes it's uncomfortable because you feel it. And the more mindful you become, the more you realize how you feel. It's not just the normal level or layer of your feeling. For myself, too, it's like I feel a lot of big things happening. And when I say big, it's just like I feel like my life's about to change in so many ways. And I'm not, quite honestly, I'm not a, not that I'm not a fan. I don't look into astrology, and I'll tell you why. I'm more an intuitive. I feel it. I sense it. And for me, astrology for some people can be like a coping mechanism. And if you're, look, I'm not trying to judge anyone. I'm just saying for myself too, where you're like, oh, you know, there's a full moon in Pluto and blah, blah, blah. And this is why I feel the way I feel. It could be kind of like a scapegoat. And so sometimes I just feel it. And then I'll see like a YouTube video talking about astrology and it's like, oh yeah, this is, and I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry, I felt that way. But I'm not going to lie, I reached out to a friend recently and I was like, all right, you're into astrology. I feel like my life's about to just change drastically. I feel all these changes coming in a really great way. What's up with astrology? And they were like, well, from what I know from Aquarius, there's a lot of great things coming in for Aquarius and there's a lot of changes coming in. And I'm an Aquarius. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. And sometimes, you know, intuitively we need that like validation or, yep, this is what's happening. But I'm in the middle of that right now. Like, I know change is coming in a beautiful way. And I got to kind of just trust the process, let it flow. What else is happening in my life right now? I'm not going to lie. I haven't done this in who knows how long. I asked this girl I kind of like to be my Valentine. And she said yes, so I'm going to be taking out someone I like for Valentine's Day. That's what's up. I mean, I'm going to share the good news with everyone. I'll let you know how that transpires. So if you don't have a Valentine yet, I think you, regardless of male or female, woman or man, if you've got a crush, you should ask them to be your Valentine. Hey, what are you doing? Would you be my – do you know how cute that is? I haven't said that or done that in forever, and I think it's wonderful. So without further ado, I'm going to play the song. feel free to message me, reach out to me. I don't bite. I'm not a mean person. Just don't stalk me or be super weird. And it was great. I hope that we're friends now. I hope that you tell your friends and family about this awesome moment we shared. And I love connecting with more people. I'm going to play this song, and I hope that you guys had a great time. I've been on here for about 2 hours plus, and I'm going to eat some food and go to bed soon. So I hope you do the same. Have a good night.
Thank you.